Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in to this week's podcast. In order to explore this object, you must travel back to mid-16th century Italy. Having a complete set of horse armor in the remarkable condition this set is in is very rare. It was crafted in 1560 in the Milan area of Italy. This armor was thought to belong to Collettino Colalto, a prominent member of the Colalto family. They were an ancient noble family with roots tracing back to the 10th century and resided in northern Italy. The horse armor is crafted out of steel and was quite a heavy burden on the horse. Without the saddle attached, it weighs 67 pounds, and with the saddle attached, it weighs in at a little less than 88 pounds. Upon closer inspection, the armor has very intricate designs etched into it. In comparison to other pieces, the designs are in much greater detail and gilded, meaning it has a golden leaf trim on parts of it. It is safe to assume that the owner was not only wealthy, but also powerful. The decoration of this armor was a reflection of the time period. Italian armor had designs that highlighted symbols from classical heroes. On this particular piece, the edging of the armor is laden with tridents, knight helmets, and shields in a very detailed manner. During this time period, owning a horse was a great status symbol. Horses were not cheap to own, as one horse had the equivalent value of 12 milking cows. The men who had the wealth and privilege to own horses and use them in battle took great care to protect their horse. In fact, it was considered unchivalrous to harm the horse of your enemy. The reason for the armor to be put on horses had to do with archers and enemies who did not have a use for a horse. They would not follow the code of chivalry that stated how a horse should be captured, not killed, in battle. This was not the first time armor was put on a horse, but it had evolved over time. Originally, they would put a hard leather covering on the horse to protect against some of the early forms of arrows. Soon after, it changed into a chainmail-type covering. By 1450, full sets of steel armor were commonplace on battlefield cavalry. They also added additional protection to parts of the horse that were vulnerable. As this horse armor was made, military tactics and weapons were changing. There was more of an influence on firearms and infantry fighting than on a full armored cavalry. The full set of armor, especially this specific one, was likely used for ceremonial purposes only, not in battle. The new battlefield tactics had to do with the new technologies being invented. Muskets were produced at 25,000 per year in the major manufacturing area in Italy. When war broke out against the Turks, they were able to produce over 100,000 in a year. Cavalry was still used in armies, but they were becoming obsolete. With the gun as a new weapon of choice, mobility became critical for armies. Plate armor use went on the decline when actually fighting in battles, as it could not stand up against the musket shots and exponentially slowed down the army. This piece was created on the tail end of the heyday of the armored horse. One area in which this armor was still used and valued was in jousting tournaments. Jousting became very prevalent in the Middle Ages and was a very structured and proper event. As time progressed, jousting was taken up by the elites of Europe as a sport and a way to settle differences. Jousting as a sport and training for combat was soon diminished just as the armored horse. The rise of firearms in the late 16th century, about the time our horse armor was crafted, made jousting obsolete and changed the way it was viewed. Jousting was now used as entertainment for the courts of elites rather than settling differences or training for combat. The armored horse is a very interesting object and had lots of history behind it. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the podcast.